Oh, the one I sell is $129.99. Now, I know you can get them for 14 bucks. And for years I bought these. I would get them, I think back then they were 17, 20 bucks. I would charge the customer like $34.99 or $39.99, something like that. Totally worth it, and they worked fine. But about 6 years ago, something happened, and you might purchase one, and it worked just fine. I purchased a lot of them, and what I found is that 70% of the time, they wouldn't work straight out of the box. Now, I always try to kid it, but if a customer needs a carburetor, they gotta pay the price. Now, if you do want to chance it, go right ahead. I mean, it's not that hard to replace a carburetor, and Amazon takes returns. So if you want to go ahead and try the aftermarket Niki carburetor, I'll leave one in the description box below, but just letting you know, it might not work. I'll also leave the OEM one. Next is the single cylinder Briggs & Stratton camshaft. If you have one of these, it's only a matter of time, darling. They have an issue with them. Everybody knows it. Terrell's done videos on the aftermarket camshafts also. I've told you multiple times, definitely buy an OEM camshaft if you're going to replace it. I highly recommend doing it yourself. I have an entire video showing you from the beginning to end how to do it. It's not really that hard. If I could do it, you can do it. I'll leave a link right up above. But for about a year, Briggs was completely out of camshafts. I had like 5 riders sitting at the shop just waiting on a camshaft that I couldn't do nothing with. So I tried aftermarkets, and I had ones that we did all that work to. Tore the engine off, removed the engine pulley, totally tore apart, did an oil change, put it back together. To find out, the first start, the decompression trigger blew. They're junk. And that will cost you a lot of time, money, and frustration. Next is any 2-stroke carburetor on every common unit they sell, like for the Husqvarna 128LD or the steel carburetor. Now, this goes on multiple things like the FS55, 45, 36, 46, the FS80, the FS85. These carburetors went on a ton of stuff. And I'm going to tell you, probably 70% of the time when I would order aftermarket, they would either have to be adjusted and would sort of run okay, or they wouldn't run at all. Now, like I said, you can try to order it. I mean, a brand new one is about $32. A aftermarket one is about $15. If you want to try the aftermarket, go for it. You can always return it. Now, the one thing I don't like about the aftermarket Husqvarna stuff, and it's the same if you buy any of their chainsaw aftermarket carburetors, it comes